government now have received permission from the EU to allocate 42.5 million towards regional airport development over the next 5 years. That's a development program from 2015 to 2020. In order to give money to regional airports, you must have EU approval, so that has been granted. I discussed it with the Minister this morning, and he informed me that it's now up to the four regional airports to get their plans submitted to the department, their development plans for the next 5 years, and the monies will be allocated accordingly.
Now, you know the management at Donegal Airport well yourself. I'm sure they are working on their plans, and they'll be ready to make a substantial plan to the Minister before too long.
Absolutely. I do know that they're in continuous contact with the senior people from the department. They're on their way to Donegal shortly, and I do know from the management of the airport, and I discussed it with Anne this morning, that they have their development plans well advanced and they're just ready to roll.
And having spoken to Minister Pascal Donoghue this morning, as you did, it is your belief that he will not be found wanting when asked to support Donegal Airport in the near future?
No, and he is interested in Donegal Airport, and he has been there, and indeed when the PSO was reinstated or continued there earlier on this year, two of the regional airports were selected, Donegal and Kerry, and they're the only two now who have the PSO, the public service obligation incentive, and this is a further assistance to the airport to develop to its full potential.